right? Thank you so much for having us here today. We are definitely glad. We had a great drive up, those that weren't sleeping. And, we're definitely blessed to be able to spend this morning with you guys. My 7-year-old niece decided to put some stickers on my phone case yesterday, so that's why it looks all, like, bedazzled. But this is just where I have my PowerPoint, just so I can kind of keep track there. But my name is Danny Glant, and my position at Teen Challenge is Client Life Coordinator. I've been there for almost 8 years in October or November. Just kind of blurs together now after this much time. But those that it seems like you guys are fairly knowledgeable about Teen Challenge, and I feel like some of you could probably do my presentation. But I'm the one that drove here. So we're going to have some fun this morning. We're going to start off. I'm going to show you guys some statistics, where addiction's at in Canada, on the East Coast, Bathurst. Nowhere is completely removed from, the epidemic of addiction in our streets and in our neighborhoods. And you're going to get to hear about what Teen Challenge is doing here locally and across Canada. You're going to get to hear some journeys of the guys that are in our program that came out with me today. I brought three. This is Andre's second one, so we're not going to have him up on stage today, but you can definitely feel free to say hi to him after the service. So you're going to get to hear just what's happening in their lives. And you'll get to hear how you can partner with us through prayer, through finances, through all that kind of stuff. So I'm just going to grab my information here. And, the biggest question I get when I'm out and I'm talking to people about Teen Challenge is, why is it called Teen Challenge when these gentlemen are definitely not teenagers? Number one question, and if you're thinking it, you're not alone. So I'll talk about the elephant in the room, and then we'll kind of get going with the rest of the presentation. And so Teen Challenge, if you know, I was talking with a sister earlier out at the table who remembers when Teen Challenge first came to Canada, which is absolutely beautiful. And so it was just really great getting to hear that history there. Because Teen Challenge Canada has been here for over 50 years. Just helping men and women overcome addiction in our communities. And so it's absolutely wonderful, and we have such a rich, rich history there. Teen Challenge started in New York City by Pastor David Wilkerson, and if you've read the book, The Cross and the Switchblade, you're well aware of this, and you're well aware of, when one person says yes to the Lord, what can happen and what can transpire after that. It's absolutely beautiful. But Teen Challenge really did start as a teen outreach, right? Really trying to get youth and, people that were in gangs before they ever got to a place of incarceration, right? Telling them about Jesus and telling them about the life that they can have with him. And so that's where the name of Teen Challenge comes from, and that's why we've kept it. Because, over the last, 7 decades, Teen Challenge has grown to a global brand, right? It's a globally recognized organization with over 1,100 centers in over 100 countries. And so we here represent Teen Challenge Canada. We have 8 centers across Canada, and we have here for men and women across Canada looking for help. And so we're representing Teen Challenge Atlantic Men's Center, which is located in beautiful Memram Cook, New Brunswick. And we have a women's center in St. John's, Newfoundland. So between the two of us, we're here in Atlanta, Canada, for men and women that are seeking freedom from addictions. So long story short, that's why we're called Teen Challenge. before I jump too much into this, I want to ask a question here to everybody that's in the room. How many people here would say that your life is impacted by addiction? Maybe you know somebody. Maybe you have a family member. Maybe yourself has struggled with addiction. Couple hands, few hands, a lot of hands. Okay, that escalated quickly. That's kind of what we when we ask that question. I don't have to really stand up here and tell you how bad addiction is currently on our streets. I'm going to, because that's what I've been asked to do. But I'm going to talk to you guys about some statistics. First and foremost, I live in Moncton. And if you guys have heard any of the news, Moncton has been hit hard with, we've had over 1,000 overdoses this month. Only one fatal one that I've heard of. And it's there's a new drug that's on the streets in Moncton that is just laced with something, and people don't necessarily know their tolerance. And that's kind of where a lot of that's coming from. And naloxone isn't a huge help with that. It's a timely manner. Like it's timely that we're here, right? Addiction is you know ravaging our cities, ravaging our kids and our neighbors, and it breaks my heart. I work full time for Teen Challenge. I also am a superintendent for an apartment building with for people that have a history of addiction, homelessness, mental health, and I only say that because like this is how rough it is, right? I came out of my apartment building the other day, and someone asked if I had naloxone. Because someone in the park next to us, naloxone or Narcan, and maybe I'll explain a little bit about what that is, but someone in the park next to us was overdosing, and so they needed that. Naloxone is something that, naloxone and Narcan is the same thing, just kind of different name. There's nasal, there's a syringe form, and it can stop overdoses that are due to opioids. So it'll block those. In your brain and take you out of an overdose. So one great way to, you know, kind of have something on you if you ever wanted to be helpful. Anyway, I don't normally get into that kind of stuff when I'm talking about this presentation, but it's just so real on the streets of Moncton that I just felt like I had to kind of talk about that for a moment. But CMHA estimates that in Canada, nearly 6 million Canadians will meet the criteria for addiction in their lifetime. An estimated 1.2 million Canadians will use illegal drugs this year. This is an old statistic, but I feel like with inflation and cost of living, it's even higher. But in 2017, substance use cost Canadians over $46 billion. There are more than 500 hospitalizations per day across Canada because of drug overdoses. Of all accidental apparent opioid toxicity deaths in 2022 involved fentanyl. I kind of start off heavy. I promise it does get a little bit lighter, and I end this with hope. But I like showing where we're at with addiction, because this is real, right? This isn't something that's just happening in another country, but it's happening in our backyards. And so it's so important to realize how much of a grip this has in Canada. Normally, all those statistics I gave you would be on a slide, but the last time I did one of these, I only had 10 minutes, which you can imagine would be really difficult. So I had to hide a bunch of my slides. So I see them, but you guys don't. There's even more statistics. So we have in our annual report, if you're a regular donor, this is something you probably would have gotten in your mail. But if you'd like to get a copy of this, you can hear, you can read some more statistics. You can see some more stories. You can see everybody that graduated through the program last year. We have some of these out on our table. I'll just read a couple from this book, and then you'll have to come get yourselves. In 2025, 57% of substance use deaths involve fentanyl. I already read that. After alcohol, marijuana is the most used substance, with 32% of Canadians using it in the past 12 months. So definitely come and grab one of these if you'd like to after the service. Use Teen Challenge as a resource for yourself and for your families. We have people that come into our program because they're friends with someone like yourself that was here on a Sunday, grabbed a couple of these brochures, brought them home, gave it to them. They've come to our program, graduated, and are doing well. That's legitimate stories of people like yourselves sitting in a church service on Sunday where one of us are here talking about Teen Challenge and talking about addiction. And so just know that you can be a help, right? You can be a beacon of light in a society and in a world that seems so, so dark. Addiction doesn't discriminate. Doesn't matter your upbringing. You may have had a divided family growing up. That's, you know, really popular right now, or sorry, not really popular. It's just something that happens a lot lately. A broken family. Maybe you came from a great family where your family provided everything you ever needed. You had all the big toys. You lived in beautiful houses. You never went without, right? Addiction doesn't discriminate. There's no tracking factors that are like, obviously this person's going to become an addict someday. On the flip side of that, someone doesn't wake up and say, I want to become addicted today. I want to become an addict today. However, there are some indicators with trauma from people's past. And so people with six or more serious adverse childhood experiences are 4,600% more likely to abuse substances. Six or more traumatic experiences as a child. At Teen Challenge, we try to be trauma-informed in every approach that we do within the program. And so, you know, these are things that we definitely focus on and just bring to remembrance as we're working with clients that are coming into the program, maybe new, maybe old, maybe returning clients. And so we always try to keep those. And I'm assuming I can press this for changing the slides, maybe? Okay, did we pass one? Sorry, just 1 second. What? They'll do it up there. Okay, can you go back to the first slide and then okay, and then go to the slide right after that. Okay. So over the past 5 years, there's been 16% increase in demand for addiction and mental health services in New Brunswick. 29,000 New Brunswickers report symptoms considered consistent with alcohol or drug use disorder in the past year. And hospitalizations due to alcohol are higher than hospitalizations due to heart attacks. That's not in my, sorry. go to the next one. Okay. This just kind of goes right into addiction and how addiction affects our families and our communities. People of all ages, people of all walks of life, and I've kind of already touched on that. And so you can go to the next slide there. But our mission at Teen Challenge is to demonstrate God's love by helping individuals become free from substance addiction and equipping them to live full and meaningful lives. That's our goal. That's our mission at Teen Challenge. When staff get together, this is what we talk about, right? This is our desire. We want to demonstrate God's love as we're facilitating recovery and facilitating sobriety in clients' lives. And, you know, it's beautiful because, you know, people come to Teen Challenge. Our entrance fees are only $1,100 for the entire year. I'm confident in saying that that's actually the most inexpensive recovery program here in the province of New Brunswick. I want to say across Canada, but I just don't know all of it. Outside of like a government-run facility where you'd be able to go for free. We have programs here in Atlantic Canada that are tens of thousands of dollars for 30 to 60 days. Teen Challenge, 12 months long, only $1,100, because we never want finances to be a barrier for someone getting help with their addiction. And it's because of generous churches like yourselves, people that are part of our Journey program, people that sponsor events and come out, that we can keep that intake fee so low. And there's times when that entrance fee actually gets waived because a person can't provide it. So we never want to see those to be a barrier for someone to have a full and meaningful life. And we do that in many ways. One thing that I love with my job, so my job is kind of like a jack of all trades kind of a job. I do intakes, I do discharges, anything that someone needs while they're with us, doctor's appointments, social development, anything like that. I help them get those appointments. I get to plan a lot of fun activities, which is super fun. A few weeks ago, we went and played laser tag as an activity for graduation. We've gone and played paintballing. We go to the beach. And what's so great about this is that guys get to learn how to live meaningful lives by doing fun activities where substances aren't a factor. And I just love it when people come to the end of their program and they're like, when they're talking about something that stood out to them, going to the beach and not being drunk. That's, for myself, that's like, that's every time I go to the beach. But for some people, this is their first time. And so it's absolutely beautiful being able to see that happen and that transpire in people's lives. And so, you know, what's the difference with Teen Challenge? Like, what's the difference about our recovery program compared to other recovery programs? And if you can go to the next slide. Okay, we'll get to my point. Sorry, this is our centers across Canada. So at the very bottom, you see our center on the bottom left. And then our women's center right beside it in St. John's, Newfoundland. If you've ever been to Memram Cook, we have a beautiful 16-acre property right beside the Belleville Orchard. It's a beautiful place. People often talk about when they drive on property, just how like healing begins almost instantly. Like they see the property and there's just this peace. We know it's the Holy Spirit that just kind of that they feel as soon as they get on property. And so if we can go to the next slide. Okay, perfect. So with Teen Challenge, our staff, we're Christian. Like all of us have at one point in our life cried out to Jesus as our Lord and Savior, acknowledged that we needed him in our lives. And so we love that we get to, you know, demonstrate God's love in people's lives because, you know, people come to our program for a couple of different reasons. One of them, $1,100 is so cheap. I can do that, right? $1,100 for 12 months of living. Okay, that's check. I can do that. That's cheap enough. Maybe they come to us because when they were younger, they went to churches like this and they were in Sunday school and they want to reconnect with their faith. Maybe it's not just that they've, you know, they grew out of from a young age, but even as an adult and maybe just had some slips and need to reconnect with the Lord, right? But a lot of people come to us without a history of faith at all. They come because that $1,100 is tempting. 12 months is a hard time, right? But people know that if they can finish that, that helps with long-term sobriety and that helps with long-term recovery. So those are kind of a lot of the reasons why people will come to our program. And I love it. I love it when someone comes in never having experienced faith before. Coming in asking if their Bible's okay when I'm doing their bag search. And I see that it's King James, and I'll be like, let's see if we can get you one that's a little bit easier to read. But it's just so beautiful being able to see the questions as they go through the program and as they experience faith and as they weigh those out. We have a certified addiction counselor on site that's mandatory for our clients to meet with. We have a spiritual formation coach who's kind of like our in-house pastor. So she facilitates the chapels and the classes and is available for gentlemen that have questions or just want to chat. So it's just so great that we have staff that, you know, first of all, love Jesus, but also just want to be his hands and feet, loving those that come in our doors. And so at this time, I'm going to take a quick, well, not a break, but I'm going to invite Kyle to come on up with me on stage. Before people get into the place where they like full-blown share their testimony kind of thing, we do something we call a question and answer. Kind of gets them just a little bit more. Do you want us to share this mic, or is he good to use that one? Just share this one? The green one? Okay. So we started with a question and answer. So I'm going to ask Kyle some questions, and he's going to give me some answers. That sounded really forceful.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
There we go. Are. Good stuff. Okay. So, why don't you tell everybody where you're from and how old you are?
I am from St. John, New Brunswick, and I am 39 years old. First of all, my name's Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. So, Kyle, what was life like growing up for you?
I'm a middle child of three boys. We didn't have a lot of money, though my mother always made it work.
And so, child with three brothers, that's when were you first introduced to drugs or alcohol?
I was 11 years old when I was introduced to marijuana. By 15 years old, I was trying ecstasy pills, and at 18 years old, I started using cocaine heavily.
Okay. And did you have a rock bottom moment? If so, like, what was that?
My rock bottom moment was actually last year in my addiction when my mother walked in and I was overdosing.
Wow. And when did you come to Teen Challenge?
Came to Teen Challenge in December 2nd of last year.
Okay. What a great Christmas.
Yes, it was awesome, actually.
We do try to have a lot of fun over Christmas, because you can just imagine how crabby Christmas can be in a place like Teen Challenge. So
it wasn't bad.
We do try to do many fun activities every week. So, yeah. So what do you like, other than the amazing staff, what do you like about the program?
My favorite thing about the program is evening worship music Mondays and Wednesdays. Love my worship music.
Yeah. And so, if there's anything there, what do you find challenging about the program?
This is new to me, praying out loud, but I've been practicing.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, do you have a prayer request that the church can hold on to?
Yes, I do. To pray more people find their way to Teen Challenge recoveries.
Awesome. Yeah. It's like Family Feud. Good answer. Good answer. How is God working in your life since coming to Teen Challenge?
Walking without God, without Jesus, I felt kind of malicious. But walking with God and with Jesus, I feel kind-hearted and filled with joy, love, compassion.
That's awesome. And any plans or hopes for afterlife after Teen Challenge?
I plan to be reunited with my daughter, who will be 11 in July.
Mm. And, you know, in parting from here, is there a favorite Bible verse you'd like to share with everybody?
I take this scripture literally because I have a lot of energy, a hyperactive disorder. Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God.
Mm. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much, Kyle, for sharing.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
Danny.
It. You can imagine how tough it can be sometimes for people being up on stage. Not everybody's like the center of attention like myself, so it doesn't bother me. But, you know, it's we know that Scripture tells us that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, amen? And so we just know how important it is for clients in our program to get to that place where they at least write their testimony and they write the journey that God has brought them through into, right? Because we know how much power that takes back from the enemy. And so for us, that's a big part of our program. And, you know, if we can go back to the presentation there, if you can go to, can you see the Get Help slide? If you're able to just go there. Sorry about that, but I always like to just kind of take a pause here just for a moment. It's very possible that maybe even someone here in the congregation or maybe someone that's watching at home might need to call this number. 1-800 number. Those that answer the phone are actually, almost all of them are graduates from our program that work in our intake department in London, Ontario. It takes a lot of strength to make this phone call. You can just imagine what it's like, us as adults. For the most part, we're all adults here in the room, and for us to leave our life to come to Teen Challenge to kind of work on ourselves, that's tough. That can be a tough decision, whether you're leaving family, you're leaving kids, leaving your cat dad, and you're leaving your cats. You know, those are things, and so it can be definitely difficult to make that call. Whenever someone comes into the program, I always hope that they see it in a way that, you know, addiction has taken years away from your life. For some people, decade or decades. And so hopefully they can take the year at Teen Challenge to invest in that future, to invest Kyle spending his time here, to invest in his daughter's life, right? 1 year is nothing compared to the years that the locust has taken away, right? That their addiction has taken away from their lives. And so I always like to pause here. And again, you know, when you leave here today, sometimes it's easy, or maybe it's just me, but I think, like, what can I do, right? And so having resources on you, knowing what's available for people when they ask, is so, so important. And so we have lots of these. If you want to take these with you, leave them in bathrooms, give them to people. There was one gentleman I remember. I always love asking how people hear about Teen Challenge when I'm doing their intake. And he had said his mom was at one of our presentations one Sunday. Sorry, his mom's friend was at one of our presentations one Sunday, not her church. She was at a different church visiting. Teen Challenge just happened to be there. So if you're visiting here today, sorry, you're stuck with me. You don't get the full experience of Evangel here, but his mom's friend took some of these brochures. Later that week, they had a planned get-together, and she was in tears saying that her son's stuck in addiction. And she's like, well, I actually have brochures. Like, let me go out to my car and get them. He came to the program, graduated the program, still lives local and is doing amazing. And so it's just absolutely amazing. And so, like, that's what you can do. You know what I mean? Those are things you can do. You can be educated in your city. You can be educated here in the province of different services that are available. And so if we can go to the next screen there. Perfect. Can we go to the next one? Okay, let's go back. we'll just pause here for a minute. Sorry. My apologies for my presentation kind of being all over the place up there. I want to explain. So I told you guys that our program is 12 months long. How it's divided up is it's divided up into three different segments. We call them phases. So phase one, phase two, and phase three, induction, training, and transition. And so the first 4 months really is, like, when someone's in their addiction, taking care of themselves, really one of the last things on their to-do list. Going to an optometrist, going to a dentist, getting blood work done. Those are sometimes the last things that are on people's minds. And so the first few months of someone being in the program becomes really busy because of those things. And so doctor's appointments and different stuff like that. So it's really kind of getting sober, your body, like the fog coming out of your mind, you know, the first few months of being in the program. Something that the guys hear a lot about is called PAWS. And so post-acute withdrawal symptoms. And it's just like physiological things that are going on that's going to come out in your thoughts and in your dreams and stuff. And it causes people to want to leave our program. And so we put a name to it. So it kind of helps to get, to go through it a little bit easier. Training, you know, this is where a lot of people really kind of start grasping into the faith aspect of the program. At no point anybody coming to our program has to profess faith in Christ. That's not a prerequisite. But, you know, a lot of people do, and a lot of people really start discovering their identity there. And transition, like, this is where we really start talking about, you know, what does life look like for you outside of Teen Challenge? They start meeting with our ongoing care coordinator, who's in Saskatchewan. And he helps to do a job search, resume writing. What's a good solid plan? Because we want to help you transition out of Teen Challenge well. They can actually continue to meet with him for up to 6 months after they leave the program, once they've graduated. Same with our addiction counselor. They can actually continue to use some of those resources after they leave so that it's not completely just, okay, see you later. Peace. Have a good day. So we do still provide some supports to them after they leave the program. Maybe someone's in our program and they're like, you know what, a year wasn't long enough. At the beginning, they're in my office telling me, Danny, a year's too long and I need to get out of here. And then the last month, they're like, I need more time. So we have something called a phase four, where they would actually get to work alongside staff and they'd have responsibilities. They have a lot more freedoms. They have their own bedroom. That's a big factor, seeing as how they could be living in rooms while they're in the program with up to three other people. So they get to do that. They get to, because for some people, it's one of two things. Like maybe they feel they just need a little bit more time. Sorry, it's one of three things. Maybe they feel they need a little bit more time. Maybe they actually really like the idea of exploring a career with Teen Challenge. And, you know, maybe they just don't have their plans totally figured out. It's kind of the reasons why a lot of people will stay. 25% of our staff across Canada are graduates of our program, which is absolutely just my favorite statistic that I share in my presentations, because I just think that's wonderful. And then we have something that's called a phase five. And so a phase five is when someone's done a phase four and they're like, you know what, I could actually really see myself coming alongside those coming into the program, right? A full circle, them being a client in the program, wanting to become a staff member in the program. And so it's absolutely beautiful, and it's great when we have some of them on site, because it just really gives a lot of strength and encouragement to those that are in the program to know that they can do this. So I know what you're thinking. Danny, please give us a break from your voice. Okay. So I'm gonna invite Adam to come on up. Adam's going to share his journey with you guys. And what month are you in, Adam? 10th month of the 12 months. So,
thank you, Danny. Awesome. It's really great to be here this morning with you guys to share a little bit about my story. So my name is Adam. I'm 36 years old, from Halifax, Nova Scotia. I am currently in my 10th month at Teen Challenge. So I actually graduate 80 days from today, or in 80 days. So I have 80 days left in the program. It's actually my second time coming to Teen Challenge. My first time that I came to the program, I think I only lasted probably less than 80 days. So that's pretty cool. But you know, this time coming to Teen Challenge, I'm ready to take my recovery seriously. And I also have the understanding that I cannot do it on my own. So when I was 3 years old, my parents separated due to my father's life crippling addiction to alcohol as well as harder substances. My mom did her best to raise me with the help of my grandparents. But, you know, I grew up with no sort of father figure, and I lacked any sort of discipline. But between my grandparents and my mom, I did grow up with a lot of love in the home, but I still didn't feel like it was enough growing up. There was no sort of religion. My family was not religious, so I did not grow up with God. I'm one of those people that, you know, Danny was talking about, who come to Teen Challenge with absolutely no background in faith. You know, my first time opening up a Bible was when I stepped foot in the program for the first time, and so I'm still very, very new to it, you know. But you know, I really struggled fitting in when I was younger, and I was bullied a lot. You know, although I had a family who really loved me, I started to feel alone, and I just wanted to fit in. I wanted to feel noticed. And you know, when you're a kid who goes to school and you don't fit in at school, and then you go home and you feel like you don't fit in at home, it can cause some, you know, confusion. And so this is why at age 11, I started to steal cigarettes from my mother. I would take them to school and I would smoke them with, you know, the people that I thought were the cool kids, the ones that I wanted to fit in with, right? This would lead to me experimenting with marijuana at age 11. You know, I didn't like it. I didn't like how it made me feel. I didn't like the taste. I didn't like the smell. But I started to have friends, so I continued to use it. Now, my grandfather, who I was very, very close with, would pass away just before Christmas when I was 12 years old. That hit me hard, made me feel like I was even more alone. And, you know, before I turned 13, I'd been introduced to harder substances such as cocaine, ecstasy, and opiates. So 12 years old, and I'm already using these harder substances. Within a year, I graduated from marijuana to cocaine, opiates, whatever else I could get my hands on at this point, pretty much. By the time high school came around, doing drugs was an everyday thing. You know, I didn't see it as a problem. All of my friends were doing it. But the difference is they were doing it on weekends at parties. I was doing it throughout the week in class. You know, I even started selling drugs to support my habits. I was getting into a lot of fights at school, and I ended up getting in a fight where I got arrested, and I had some drugs on me, so I ended up being expelled during my senior year because of this. The school did let me come back, but I had to enroll myself in an outpatient rehab program for teens, as well as see the school counselor once a week. I did end up graduating and getting my grade 12, barely. But, you know, I spent 13 years being what I would call a highly functioning addict, meaning I was able to keep a full-time job, maintain a social life outside of addiction, as well as I had a long-term relationship with a girl who had no idea that I was an addict. She had no idea I did drugs, so I was able to hide it, you know? And it wasn't until I was introduced to crack cocaine at the age of 25 when I would really see how far my addiction would take me. The first time I tried it, I knew I was in trouble. I couldn't stop. The cravings were so intense, I turned into a monster, somebody that I didn't even recognize. I started doing crimes to support my habits. I was stealing from loved ones, stealing from my mom. You know, there was a point when, you know, my mom used to tell me she would come into my room at night and just watch me to see if I was breathing. You know, she just thought that she was going to get a call sometime from the police saying they found my body. I barely remember the ages between 25 and 30. I got myself into an extremely abusive relationship during this time, which would only fuel my addiction. You know, I hated what I had become. I didn't know what I was doing with my life anymore. At age 30 is when I started my recovery journey at a 28-day treatment program, which cost me $12,000. I relapsed the day that I got out. Spending the next few years continuing down the path of destruction, you know, I did not care who I hurt. Nobody was off limits at this point. I needed to stay high so that I would not feel. Feelings had become my main enemy. Without the drugs, I felt the weight of my actions, the pain that I had caused, and all of the hurt that I hadn't dealt with from my childhood. At this point, all I wanted was to die. Drugs had become my best friend. I didn't realize it then, but God had a plan for me, and it is because of Him that I am still alive today. So in 2023, after several overdoses, one of which would include a mild heart attack, my second mild heart attack, my friend had recommended Teen Challenge, you know, and I thought she was crazy. A 12-month program around people who believed in this man in the sky, and it's all men, and it didn't make any sense to me. But I needed to do something. So I made a call, and a few weeks later, I arrived in Memram Crook to meet this guy standing out front waiting for me. You know, after 20 years of addiction and no relationship with God, the program was just completely overwhelming, and I was not ready to accept His love or grace. I left after about 2 months, and I relapsed, you know, but my short stint in Teen Challenge had planted the seed. God had chased me. And I was actually baptized 6 months later. I felt like that life was behind me, but even after getting baptized, I still tried to do it on my own. I got baptized thinking that it was a quick fix and that it was just gonna cure my addiction, but I was wrong. And I fell once again. I relapsed. The last couple years, it hadn't been quite as bad. You know, I'd go through periods where I was sober for a couple weeks, but then I would use for 4 or 5 days, sober for a couple weeks. It just got to the point where nothing was working anymore. I couldn't leave my apartment without money, or I would end up using. And it even got to the point where I was starting to experiment with fentanyl. So, you know, I knew that I needed help. I have an amazing partner who was supporting me to get help. And, you know, she pushed me to call Teen Challenge again. And, you know, I knew that I needed the help, but I didn't know where to start. And once I called Teen Challenge and started that process, I knew that this is the place that I needed to go. And it took me, I think, they weren't accepting anybody when I first called because of they were short-staffed. And as soon as they hired the staff, they gave me the okay to come. And September 16th of last year is when I arrived back at Teen Challenge. So, since coming back to Teen Challenge, it has not been easy. I've had my bags packed. I've wanted to leave. I've planned on leaving. But when the times get tough, you pray. Or you talk to the guys. You know, Kyle's my roommate, so he gets the brunt of it sometimes. But, you know, Teen Challenge has given me a safe spot over the last 10 months where I can work on rebuilding the relationships with my family, rebuilding the relationship with my partner, rebuilding the relationship with God, and rebuilding the relationship with myself, finding out who I truly am, finding out who I am sober. And, you know, as Danny said, we do lots of fun activities, so you start to learn that you can have fun without substances. You know, with the counseling that we have on site, you know, I've been able to work through a lot of the issues from my past, figuring out that I have an issue with acceptance. And that is why I started using drugs in the first place. I've also developed many coping skills that will, you know, that will help me once I get back into the real world and I don't have the safety net that is Teen Challenge. Because I had no idea how to cope before. Anytime anything went wrong, I would just run to a substance. But now I don't have to do that. You know, I have, because of Teen Challenge, I have so much in my arsenal. They're just preparing me for that world out there, you know. And I also now have God. So Teen Challenge has saved my life. And, you know, now that I'm in my last 4 months of the program, I'm getting to meet with the ongoing care guy who helps squash your worries. Like, I don't have a job when I get out of there. I'm stressed about that. Or if you're stressed about certain things, like what church to go to, you know, nutrition, he helps you with everything. So Teen Challenge makes sure that you have everything covered for when you get out. And I am so blessed to be able to say that I came here. And not even just that I'm still alive today, to be able to stand, to be here standing in front of you guys. So, you know, I want to thank Danny, and I know the rest of the staff at Teen Challenge obviously isn't here, but we truly do have a bunch of great staff there who really care about us. And as hard as it is to give up a year of your life, how do you fix 23 years of addiction in a year? You can't even begin to. But Teen Challenge gives you the tools that you need in order to have that chance of survival. So, with that, I'll pass the mic back to Danny. Thank you so much for having us, church.
Good job. Statistically, people at the age of 12 start experimenting with substances, and both Kyle and Adam mentioned that they were 11 when substance use started for them. If we can go to the next slide in my presentation, just as I begin to wind down here. Was there one before that one? Yeah. We have this website called changelives.ca. If you've never seen it, it's actually just really like professionally done testimonies of men and women that have graduated the program. Maybe you have someone in your life that is struggling with addiction. Maybe sending them one of these testimonies. Maybe sending them a link to this service today if you guys are streaming it on Facebook or YouTube. Maybe that can help them make that decision and make that call. At the beginning of the service, I asked those, if you are affected by addiction, if you know somebody that is in addiction or someone that has been or yourself, there was probably over half of you that put your hands up. On two nights in the week, the guys get together and pray. And so they actually will pull names out of this box that we get from churches like this. So those people are on your mind. If you'd like to write their names down on a piece of paper, we'd love to take those back, and the guys would love to be praying for them and with you. If you go to the next slide there, For the most part, everybody that came in would have gotten one of our brochures. If you didn't, feel free to stop in and grab one after the fact. This is our sponsorship program. I was already talking to someone who is a sponsor, who is hoping that their sponsored client would be here today, and unfortunately they're not. But you can definitely become a monthly sponsor with The Journey if that's something that the Lord puts on your heart. Anywhere from $5 to $5,000, you can do that monthly, just for wherever your budget allows. If you can go to the next slide. So, we are here today to share about Teen Challenge and to share the journeys that God has brought these gentlemen on. Maybe you're not at a place where you can join the sponsorship program, but maybe you can pray for us. Maybe you can be praying for these gentlemen here. If Teen Challenge pops into your mind, like we've already talked about, coming here for a year can be difficult. Adam said he had his bags packed. So those days can be really hard. And so sometimes some of our guys have to take it day by day. And so if Teen Challenge pops into your mind, or if these gentlemen pop into your mind, if you can say a quick prayer for them, because they might just very well need it in that moment. If you're prepared to give today, you can definitely, Denis said earlier, they're going to do another offering for us. We also have a debit machine at our table, so feel free to stop by. Just want to say, again, thank you so much as I give everything back to Denny here. And, thank you for our time here. We look forward to having some conversations after the service. And bless you guys. And thank you all for your continued support of Teen Challenge.
Now it's my turn to quiz you a little bit.
Okay.
He's been quizzing others. Teen Challenge has been around since David Wilkerson started his ministry some 73 years ago.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Now, how many people do you have in the Moncton area or Memram Cook?
Yeah. We just had someone finish this week, so we have 14 currently in the program.
Okay. And what's the average of do you normally have?
Anywhere from, honestly, 14, 15 to like 18. Okay. That's kind of where our numbers normally sit.
Okay. And how many would graduate per year, roughly?
From our center or from all centers?
From all centers, I guess. Statistic you didn't
Well,
have.
It's not necessarily written, but there's a beautiful graphic of all the pretty faces last year.
Amen.
If I can find it here. You'll have to come by the table.
Okay.
These are all the pretty faces that graduated the program last year.
Amen.
So there's a number of them from our center and then from all over Canada. So.
All right. So as I said before, we will pass the offering plate. But if you would like to be a sponsor or get a formal receipt or whatever, you can drop by the table. I believe they will take all your information, everything you need. Or if you want to be received through the offering, just grab one of the envelopes that you have in front of you, write down your name, or if you know your number, we'll make sure you get credited for that. So if you would, please start. But after this, they will be at the table in the foyer. They have a lot of information there. They have a lot of packets. Listen, guys, it's a wonderful ministry. It's been around for years, and I believe, I didn't hear if you said it, but it's one of the, if I don't know if it's one of the or the most successful program for addiction that we have in Canada. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that right?
I say so.
I think the success rate.
Yeah, success rates are pretty good, yeah.
It was identified, I remember a few years ago I heard that it had a very high success rate. If it wasn't the best one in Canada, it was one of the best ones for sure. So anyway, please be in prayer for them. It's not easy, Adam. It's not easy. I mean, when you think that you have your bags packed all the time, ready to go, it can't be that easy. But with God's help, we can get through anything and everything.
Yeah, amen.
So thank you very much for your giving. And once again, we'll just close the service. If anybody wants prayer, if you have anybody in your family Before we dismiss, if there's anybody that you know that would want specific prayer, you can come up front. We'll have some prayer warriors with you to pray. Otherwise, be dismissed, and please spend some time to talk to these guys at the table in the back. The Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for this beautiful day. Once again, we pray and we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful ministry of Teen Challenge, Lord. As we heard testimony and witnesses, Lord God, as to what you're doing in their lives, Lord. And not only their life, but their family's life and everybody surrounding them, Lord God, that they be touched by what you are doing in their particular lives. Thank you once again for each and every one of them. And I pray, God, that as we go our separate ways today, Lord, we'd have a wonderful day, that everybody be